Ask an Astronomer is part of the Jodcast. For the full show and the archives, go to www.jodcast.net.
Okay, now it's time for Ask an Astronomer, so thank you very much again to Ed Boyce for coming in and answering your questions.
Yes, oh, it's good to come in and do this.
First question is from Mike Van Voren again, and he asks, which direction is our solar system moving within our galaxy? Which way is it? Up, down, left, right, north, south, east, west? How do we decide which way is the solar system moving within our galaxy?
Right. To talk about the solar system's motion within the galaxy, I'll have to quickly go over the shape of the galaxy. So the galaxy, the Milky Way, has a big, roughly spherical halo of dark matter. So this big sphere of dark matter, and that has a diameter of at least 600,000 light years. It might even go out a bit further. Now, in the middle of that big sphere of dark matter, there is a disk of stars. And that has a diameter of 150,000 light years. And it's a thickness of about 10,000 light years. So sort of quite a thin, flat disk of stars. And the sun is part of that disk of stars. It's inside them, about 25,000 light years out from the center. And the whole disk is spinning with respect to the universe. And the sort of rotation speed varies at different places in the disk. But at the sun's location, 25,000 light years out from the center of the disk, on average, the stars and the gas are all spinning around at 220 kilometers per second. Now, relative to the nearby objects, the sun and the solar system have a little bit of extra motion, so not everything in the disk is moving at exactly the same speed and in exactly the same direction. So relative to that average, the sun is actually rotating a little bit faster or revolving a little bit faster, you know, spinning around the center with respect to the center in the same direction as everything else, but just a little bit faster. And it's also moving a little bit inwards at the moment, a little bit closer to the galactic center, and a little bit upwards. So if you can imagine the midplane of the disk, so sort of the long, thin disk, and the sun's moving a little bit further away from the middle of the disk.
This is all respect to a lot of stuff, you know, very close to us.
Yes. And yeah, so this is with respect to the portion of the disk that's close to us. And so all of the stars and, yes, in our part of the disk that are all rotating together, the sun has this slight extra motion.
With respect to the average of stuff near to us.
Yes, that's right. And with respect, so we've been, you know, with respect to the disk as a whole.
Hmm.
And so, the total speed of moving at is, 16.5 kilometers per second. And so every year, the whole solar system moves about 52 million kilometers with respect to the other parts of the galaxy nearby. And that's about a third of the distance between the Earth and the sun. So you can imagine as the Earth goes around the sun, 1 year later, it's come back to, say, the same point in the solar system, but it's actually moved, the whole solar system is moved by about a third of the Earth-Sun distance with respect to everything else in the galaxy. So I described those distances, or those directions, with respect to the disk, the overall disk of the galaxy. It's a bit trickier to put that in terms of, you know, north, south, east, and west, and up and down on the Earth. And that's because the compass directions and up and down actually point in different directions in space as the Earth spins. So you could imagine if you're sitting at one location on the Earth and you look east at sunrise, you'll see the sun there. And so you'll be looking directly at the sun, you know, along some direction in space. Now imagine 12 hours later, you go out and it's sunset, so the Earth is spun around through 180 degrees. Suddenly if you look east, you're now looking directly away from the sun. You're looking in exactly the opposite direction. So you can't say, oh, well, you know, this particular direction in space that the Earth is moving corresponds to north or south or east or west. Because, you know, as the Earth spins, that one direction in space, you know, is actually pointing in a different direction, or our compass directions are pointing in a different direction. And so, if you want to match up some particular direction in space to compass directions and up and down, that will change depending on where you are on the Earth and what time it is. What I can say is that overall direction of the solar system's motion through the galaxy points towards a spot in the constellation of Hercules, and the coordinates are right ascension 17 hours 48 minutes and declination positive 28 degrees in 1 minute. So you can look up that point on a star chart or plug it into some planetarium program
and say we're going that way.
Yeah, say we're going that way, and it's but it also means that, you know, if you put that into a planetarium program, you could say that, well, at this particular time in this particular place, those sky coordinates correspond to a particular direction and height.
Mm-hmm.
So I briefly tried that on midday in Manchester, England, on midday 15th of January. That point was actually quite high in the sky. It was in the south-southwest and up about 70 or 80 degrees above the horizon.
Hmm.
And, you know, I could have gotten, made it more precise, you know, if I played around with it a bit more. But, you know, so you could imagine then that a few hours after midday, if you got to 2 p.m, then that particular point in the sky would have become, or that one spot in space would have been lower in the sky, would have been further to the west, lower down, closer to the horizon, and so on.
Very good. Thank you very much for that one. Next question is, are we moving toward or away from our nearest solar neighbour? And he gives us that our nearest solar neighbour is Sirius. I don't think that's right in the first instance.
Yes, well, so actually, Sirius is the brightest star in the sky because it is quite close to us. It's not the very closest star to our sun. That would be Proxima Centauri and Alpha Centauri, sort of a triple star system where you have two very close stars, which form Alpha Centauri, and then Proxima Centauri, a very small star orbiting around those two. They're about twice as close to us as Sirius is. But I actually looked up the data for Sirius because that's what Mike asked about. And so Sirius is actually moving a bit closer to the sun, but it is right at the moment, but it's also moving sideways with respect to the sun. So, you know, there's an overall relative speed between Sirius and the sun of 18.3 kilometers per second. But Sirius isn't coming straight at us. It's coming at an angle of 65.5 degrees away from straight at us. So, you know, it's getting closer, but it's also, you know, sort of shearing off to the side by quite a lot.
Great. Well, many thanks to Mike for asking us those questions, and many thanks again to Edward Boyce for answering them.
Oh, you're welcome, Nick.